can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. In fact, the main feature of the site allows you to influence some of the things we'll talk about on the air by submitting show prep suggestions. And the idea is if you see something online, or maybe a YouTube video or a blog post or news item that you think is interesting, you think our listeners will like, you submit it to freetalklive.com. And then other listeners get to vote on how they feel about it. Do they like or dislike? Well, the most liked will make it to the front page of the website and the top, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it. Of course, the best way to get what you want on the air is to call in and bring it up, like Sam is in New Hampshire. Sam calling from our very own Keene. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. There is a non-cooperation event going on tomorrow that I wanted to share as a proof of concept with your audience and also invite anyone in the Keene area to come out tomorrow night for the Keene City Council drinking game.
Oh, boy. What's this going to be entailed here, Sam?
Well, the full details are on the front page of freekeene.com. And it's basically, there's been this long thing going on, Wayne, with the open containers and the arrests, the mass arrests a few weeks ago for the open container that initially created the whole event. And, you know, the police have been coming out to the central square, bothering the nightcap people for a few nights, and then they've left us alone again. And we've reached out to the city council, or at least I have. I think Ian has as well.
I have, yes.
To tell them, you know, look, there's already things that are illegal here. I mean, it's already illegal to be drunk in public. It's already illegal to harass people. That's disorderly conduct if it's a citizen and not a police officer. It's already illegal to assault somebody or to drive drunk. So, you know, why not just let people enforce, let the police enforce those laws that are already on the books and not restrict everybody's right to enjoy the beverage of their choice because, you know, most people can handle it. Why restrict everybody's freedom just because your police force in the past was unable to solve the problem of people drunk in public and causing a disruption?
Sure. And actually, when I called into the local talk show about this and to bring this issue up to a city councilor who is the host of that show, she balked and acted as though she didn't realize it was even a city ordinance. So she's ignorant of her own city rules. It is a city ordinance. I've done the research. So when I presented that information, it was just disregarded.
Yeah. And so the idea is to go to the city council meeting tomorrow night a little before 7 o'clock when it starts. And I don't want to have to write this up, but I'm hoping one of the listeners or somebody will go to the forum or follow the link to the forum and help me write a note or a letter that kind of explains some of these ideas to the city councilor, references the law, mm-hmm. and lets them know that, look, you guys can repeal this. This doesn't have to happen. You could, you know, in the meeting tonight, change this and stop right. ordering your police to attack people who are otherwise peaceful.
This is something that is completely within their purview that they can change. And so the question is, will they do it? Because as you pointed out, the cops, they came and they harassed the nightcap for a few days where they basically tried to rain on the parade and make it so that nobody would be enjoying their beverages out there. Because for our listeners that don't know, the Keene nightcap's been going on pretty much all summer long. It was started up by the guys from LibertyOnTour.com, and now it's going strong in their absence. But it was started up to basically be a nighttime, 11 o'clock at night, kind of social gathering in the local park. Nighttime's a great time to be out in New Hampshire because the weather is usually pretty nice, certainly in comparison to the heat of the daytime. And people have been enjoying themselves and enjoying each other's company and enjoying some alcoholic beverages as well as some cannabis out in the park. And then the cops showed up and rained on the parade for a few days. Then they've gone away, which is fine, and I thanked them on the air, you know, for that last night. But that doesn't mean that they aren't harassing somebody down the street for having an open container. So just because they are leaving the nightcap alone doesn't mean that they're leaving everybody with an open container alone. And they should be, because nobody is being harmed by that action. And so I'm really glad that you've gone ahead and kind of put this out there, Sam, because I think it's a great idea. And for the longest time, the political folks folks here in Keene have been saying, you need to get involved in the system and change the system from the inside. And
do you think that this the city council drinking game is doing that?
Yes, absolutely.
It gives people, I think so, Mark.
Yeah, it gives people a reason to show up at these awfully boring city council meetings, because some people have tried to go to the in the past to these city council meetings, and they're just so drawl, they're so boring that they don't ever want to come back. And so actually combining it with a little bit of fun by inviting folks to bring their favorite beverage along with them, or what appears to be their favorite beverage that might not actually be their favorite, you know, alcoholic beverage, but maybe water poured into a beer bottle or something.
Water may very well be their favorite beverage.
So who knows who's going to bring what and how many alcoholic beverages there might actually be tomorrow night. But it sure does make it a little bit more fun to turn the city council meeting, this normally boring, a terribly dull affair, into a drinking game to actually give people an incentive to come out. Of course, you could technically follow along at home, because the city council meetings are televised. So if the city council decides to call out the cops and crack down on this somehow, which could be a real mistake, then that may actually end up being televised as well, as there are live camera operators in there. But I think it's great, because it gives people an incentive to actually come out to these meetings. And if the city council wants the drinking games to end, then they could just abolish the open container measure, and that might take care of it for them.
Absolutely. So in the meantime, I think it's fun to also, you know, set up rules that sort of challenge or point out the absurdities of some of the things that they say and do.
Like what?
You know, as these supposed representatives. Like do something as the city of Keene, which is just a fictional entity. It doesn't exist except on paper. And these people claim to do all, take all of these actions, you know, as the city or as the mayor or whatever it is. So that's something that will get everyone in the audience that's playing to raise their glass and have a drink. There's also on there, anytime there's a call to order, anytime everyone is asked to all rise or all everyone stand up, which will be like during the Pledge of Allegiance, so people will take a drink there. There is also anytime a member says the phrase master plan, everybody gets to drink. Anytime a vote is unanimous, everybody gets to drink. Anytime they vote for violence, everybody drinks.
Yep.
And also, if they plan to do something for the children, then everybody drinks.
Now, is somebody going to be giving hand signals here?
What's that?
Is it somebody going to be giving verbal or hand signals as to when to drink? Or are you going to have
this
all
down? I don't know. I don't drink very much, so I'm not used to playing these kind of games. So I'm really still looking for more suggestions and ideas. I think the more complicated and difficult the game is to know all the rules, the better, because it might create some, confusion as to when people are supposed to drink and when they're not, and discussion to work that out. Which, I don't know, might be fun.
Now, contingency plans here, Sam, because this is, I think it's a brilliant idea. I'm not sure about the approach of announcing it in advance, because now clearly they're going to know what's up, because they read our blogs, they listen to the show, they read the forums, etc. So what if they've got people checking folks at the door for bringing any kind of drinks into the room? I mean, you're going to...
Wait. You mean I can't come into a public city council meeting unless I submit to a search? Are you crazy?
I'm just trying to think of what they might
do. What are they going to do? Search everybody's bags before you come in the door?
That would be
the
worst
case. First Amendment?
Yeah, that would be the Fourth Amendment, I think. But, that would definitely be the worst case scenario. It should be interesting to see how they respond to this, given that they know in advance. Normally, I don't know. I have never been to a city council meeting here, and I'm thinking about maybe skipping out of the first hour of the show tomorrow and leaving it in Mark and Sean's hands and just coming out to join in the game. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think that would be great. And they've actually set the precedent. They usually serve water in the back of the meeting for anybody that wants it. So
okay, very good.
You can make water toast.
The drinks are allowed, although it wouldn't surprise me if they all of a sudden pass some resolution that tries to ban them at night. So it should be interesting, and we'll talk about it more tomorrow, I'm sure, after it goes down, right?
Yep, thanks,
Sam. Sam from ObscuredTruth.com. His blog post right now up at FreeKeene.com. If you have any suggestions for the drinking game, it's still being kind of built as we speak. We're coming up. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Vadini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in, toll free, bring up anything at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231, inviting you to our Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see the lovely ladies that have taken the time to send in their photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's all the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. As a matter of fact, a story that I've got sitting here in show prep this evening is from their daily dispatch at FreedomsPhoenix.com.
Very good. We continue here just to kind of go a little bit more on this, the theme of some of the things that are happening here in Keene, New Hampshire. Of course, that's the place where you produce this radio program from. And for those of you that are new to the program here, Free Talk Live, this is a show that's a little bit unusual in the world of talk radio. Not only are we open phones, panel discussion with a pro-liberty viewpoint on six nights a week, but we're also in the midst of some what I consider very newsworthy things that are going on. I mean, we're part of the Free State Project. We moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project in order to get active for liberty and invite other people to come join us. Hundreds of people have made the move so far, and I was just blathering on to someone last night about how great things are now compared to how they were 4 years ago. I mean, I thought it was pretty cool to be here 4 years ago when there was just literally a handful of folks here, and now there are many, many, many handfuls of folks, dozens of people just in this one area alone, and what we've seen come out of that has been socializing to an extent that I've never experienced in my life.
It's not about socializing, but yeah,
no,
that's happening.
But that's important. No, it's not about socializing, Mark, but if you want to, if you're going to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, it's a big commitment, and it's important to have people that you can meet and get to know and become friends with, and so socializing is, I think, a critical aspect.
Homesickness has caused a few people to decide to pack up and leave in the past, and I think that you're right that does combat that.
Yeah. So, and plus, when you're socializing with the other activists, then you create bonds and friendships, and these things will last a lifetime. So it's a very important thing that that is going on. And so here we are. We're in Keene, and this is kind of a, you know, the reality show aspect of Free Talk Live, and that we're not just talking about freedom. Many of us are actually out there doing things. Wayne, you ran for political office recently. Mark, you vote and stuff like that.
And I also keep the world's largest liberty-oriented radio show running.
Yeah, there is that. Yeah. Do a good job with that. And, you know, I'm out there with some of my friends. We're doing non-cooperation and civil disobedience. And I've talked about...
I'd also like to point out that I'm working on the program that will likely complete the Free State Project if I can get all the pieces put together.
Good deal. And that's freestatenow.com?
Freestatenow.com.
So one of the things that I think we'll see happen more of in the future is more people, at least in this area, will get involved in the political system. We have had some folks run for political office, yet everybody's a lot of the critique about the Keene area is that there's too much civil disobedience, et cetera. There's not enough politics, but there's barely ever any opportunity to do politics. It's not like this is Concord where you can go and, you know, lobby legislators and things like that. Here, there's just, you know, there's not much to do. You can run a candidate every couple of years, and that pretty much happens. I think more of that
you
will
get involved in the city council meeting.
Right.
The more involved you are, they have these committees and stuff,
yeah,
where they'll appoint
and
citizens.
That hasn't really been. That hasn't really been happening. It has a few times in the past, but not consistently. No one's really gone consistently to do that. I can't blame them. So Sam came up with this idea to make things a little bit more interesting of having the city council drinking game, and we'll see how that turns out. But one of the other things
they're
I'd like
love
to
love that at the city council, that everybody's getting involved and stuff.
One of the other things I think that we're going to see more of, and I've talked about this in the past, is people going to court trials on behalf of people they don't know. Like, the activists here are pretty good about going out and supporting people they know. So if an activist gets in trouble with, you know, the court system and they're aggressing against him and there's a trial or an arraignment or whatever, then, as Sam pointed out last night, at the drop of a hat, you put out a Pork 411 message, send that out to people, and the next morning you've got 6 to 15 people showing up to support you at 8:30 in the morning at the trial. With very little notice, you can get a good turnout.
Right.
So the activists are real good about going out and supporting their people, if you will. But there hasn't really been much in the way of going out and supporting everyone else, because the system is still aggressing against people. Even if they're dismissing cases against activists, even if their activists are getting not guilty or the activists are trying to bleed the system dry and all those things, and that's all great. But the system is still rolling right over top of countless innocent people who have never harmed another person. People have been charged with cannabis possession or open container or whatever other nonsense, you know, not stopping at a stop sign. This is just silly nonsense crap, these ordinances or whatever, that statutes that people are charged with. And I think that ideally it would be great to have folks going in on a regular basis to arraignments and reaching out to people And one of the things that has been in the works is a flyer that would explain to people the benefits of not taking a plea bargain and clogging the system and getting that information across to people, to the victims, the people that are in there on a weekly basis, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday morning.
Some of them every week.
Yeah. They're in there every week. You know, they're in there and they're getting taken advantage of. They're getting ripped off. They're getting money taken from them by this corrupt court, so-called justice system. And so I think it's really important to start to get to that point. Now, as we have more people get here, and more people, if there's more people here, more activists here from which to draw, it's more likely that we can start attending trials and arraignments and such of people that we don't know and just reach out to people. So today, without announcing it, local activist Michael Garcia decided to go into the courtroom. And when I say not announcing it, he didn't even let anybody know he was going. He went by himself, which I think was a bit of a mistake. He went by himself into the court to watch what he thought was going to be a public trial. And so he posted about it over at freekeen.com. And I just want to kind of relate his experience, because this could happen to you if you try to go in and stand up for people that, you know, and you're all by yourself. You try to make a stand for liberty in a courtroom and you're by yourself, things can get a little heated. Says, I've been hearing rumblings from other people about trying to attend court for other victims of the state. While it's true that nearly every single trial event is recorded on this forum anytime an activist is involved, there are still countless people who are extorted and ripped off by the criminal justice system. At some point, there will be a large enough activist base that will allow for regular attendance to every trial. So I figured I would go today and offer support to all the victims. I arrived late and was bummed out that I missed the bulk of the pleading out phase slash extortion part of the court. You know, the part where everyone's offered a reduced sentence or fine in exchange for not taking something to trial. The court system is so overburdened as it is, so it's in the state's interest to plea out these matters lest they burden their system even more. When I arrived, they were just about done with...
Yeah, the plea bargaining, by the way, is only only in the interest of the state and in the interest of guilty parties. And are those the two organizations that we, or the people or whatever, two groups that we want to benefit? It would seem to me that you would want to benefit with a justice system. You would want to benefit victims and innocent people that are charged in the justice system. However, plea bargaining does exactly the opposite. Plea bargaining is an immoral act that benefits only the state and perpetrators.
So when he arrived, they were just about done with the victimless criminals. I walked in, he says, and took a seat in the back. Once all of these cases involving no victim had been dealt with, the man in the robe decided to retire to his back office. The bailiff, to his right, must have some sort of disorder because all of a sudden he yelled out, "All rise!" What was even stranger was that everyone seated directly in front of me stood up. Weird, right? When's the last time you stood up for someone upon entering a room? We'll continue his story as to what happened to him because they, as you might imagine, they decided to single him out here shortly. More coming up. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com. It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to
unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain clog can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain clog. Order now at thedrainclog.com. That's the drain clog at thedrainclog.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Our webcam is there. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact, because our chat room is built in to the very same page as the webcam, and it's all for free, so go enjoy over at cam.freetalklive.com. The cam is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Yeah, Memory Dealers is your they offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers out there, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. And they are up to 99% off of list price. I've gone to the Memory Dealer site myself, looked at the pricing, and, in fact, some of them are 99% off. So you can go there, too. And they're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, we're explaining a story about one man's visit to a courtroom as he was singled out because he dared not stand for the man in the robe. It happened here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Activist Michael Garcia is reporting over at the forum.freekeene.com about his experience. So I guess they got through the cases that involved he'd arrived late as they were wrapping up all the plea bargaining and such, and after that the man in the robe decided to go back into his office. So the bailiff yelled out, "All rise!" And as Michael points out, he says, "When's the last time you stood up for someone upon entering a room?"
But I thought they were leaving. He was leaving the room.
Correct. They do that when they leave.
So,
clearly, you haven't been to Marin.
But the question is irrelevant. When's the last time you stood up for someone leaving the room?
Good point.
You know, so, I mean, yeah. I would say that it's not entirely uncommon for a man to rise from a table when a woman enters the room or sits or comes to the table, presents themselves at the table, and when they get up, or at least do that half rise thing.
Well, Michael Garcia, it's uncommon, and I don't see that happen too often.
Yeah, it's not terribly common, and
it's kind of Victorian,
isn't
it?
It's not a woman.
I can see it now, he says, entering court, and upon seeing me enter, someone else yelling out, Michael Garcia has entered the room. All rise! So everyone is left waiting for the arbiter. The clerk of the court is just calling out names to make sure everyone that was on the docket was present. The clerk then asked the man in front of me why he was there. He responded, support. Then he asked me why I was there, and I answered, I'm just sitting here. Then for a second time, disturbed bailiff yelled out, all rise! I'm starting to wonder what's wrong with everyone in the room. Interestingly enough, the bailiff didn't say be seated, so everyone remained standing for about 10 to 15 seconds. Another bailiff walked by and motioned for everyone to sit down, and they obediently sat. Did I mention that I was charging my phone all along? No? Well, I guess when you do something as mundane as charging your cell phone, you figure there's not much to report. During the trial, however, a security bureaucrat walked around the room in my direction. He must have been concerned about my phone because he asked me what was going on. He realized that I was charging the phone and advised me that it could be a tripping hazard in the near-empty courtroom. He offered to take my phone to his office and charge it. While I'm at
that was Lance. Because you know he's such a nice guy.
He is a nice guy, but that's the head of the security at the court. Anyway, as Michael points out, while I'm at it, let me give you my wallet full of money, house key, car key, and the key to my bank lockbox. So the rest of the trial events finished
up. I think
up.
I might have dressed Lance with some of those things.
Then for a third time, this bailiff told everyone to stand and sit, and for a third time, everyone obediently rose. I wasn't sure what there was left to be done. I was deciding whether or not I wanted to stay, and I wasn't sure what else was happening at this public trial, or at least I thought it was a public trial. Shortly after the judge, the man in the robe, retired to his office, the bailiff at the front walked up to the defendant's table and called out to me that I could go now to lunch or something, basically telling me that I'm not wanted and I need to leave. Now, everyone that was in this so-called public trial was still there, so I was confused as to why I was singled out. I told him no, I was fine here, and he let me know that I should stand like everyone else for the judge. I responded to him, now, by the way, in this very same courtroom, it is a regular occurrence that activists do not stand for the man in the robe. Regular occurrence. Anytime any activists are there, they don't stand for the man in the robe. And frequently, the people that don't stand are in the front rows. Usually we'll sit in the front rows to make sure that everybody who's in court can see us not standing. Michael Garcia pointed out in the beginning of his article that he sat in the back row. So, I mean, he wasn't even the most obtrusive person, right, to the court's decorum and all the things they want people to do.
Right.
He probably wasn't even noticed by many of the people in the court because they're sitting and they're looking forward, so they wouldn't have noticed him not even standing. But nonetheless, they decided to single him out and go after him, and I believe it's because he was all by himself, because they haven't harassed us over not standing in a long time.
Well, they did harass you relatively recent for standing for the defendant.
That's true. Yeah, they did kick us.
They may have got a burr under the saddle again, and you know, over this issue.
Who knows? He said I responded to him by asking if that's why he told me to leave, and he said yes, which was then followed up with my statement that if that's why you wanted me to leave, then just say so. Don't be passive aggressive about what you have to say.
Oh, dear God.
I guess they didn't like people talking to them like they're people, you know, looking them in the eye, not complying with their arbitrary demands, talking like you have a scrap of self-esteem because a third bureaucrat then came up to me. You see, I pushed my chair up to the back of the wall and replugged my cell phone to charge it as I punched up Pork 411, which is our handy little activist system that allows you to call, leave a message, and it's distributed to hundreds of emails. But I was told that I had to leave because court was over. What? This is a so-called public trial where the public is able to observe the business of the court. And I responded with no, that this is a public trial and I was here to observe. He informed me that I have to leave since I had replugged my cell phone and that I had been told not to. Now, these guys love to be some of these court bureaucrats, they love being little tyrants, and they want you to just do whatever it is that they say so they can exert some sort of control over you. As he points out, I guess at any moment you can be banned from using from court for using an electrical outlet. Anyway, we all know that cell phone charging is the leading cause of death in America, a true epidemic. The funny thing is, he kept saying, I have to ask you to leave. After the third time of asking me to leave, I informed him that if he's asking me, then that's just a request and not an order. He let me know that he could make it an order, so I told him that if he was going to order me to leave, then I wanted to record him saying that I was being ordered to leave while the rest of the public was permitted to stay behind. He said then that I couldn't record because we were in court. Wait a minute. He just said that court was over and that I had to leave. Now court is in session and I can't record? So I responded to him by saying, you just said that court was over and I have to leave. He had then informed me that this is always a court.
That's not true. The very same room is where they have the meetings for the city council.
Right. And the rules, and the rules change entirely because in city council, you can open carry a firearm into the city council meeting, and activists here have done it.
Yep.
However, you cannot do that in a court of law.
So I let him know
that I'd, here in New Hampshire, I don't know if there's other places where you can.
I let him know that I'd be staying since he just admitted that this was still court. He then asked me one last time. This is, by the way, very brave of him to do all by himself.
Oh, my God, yeah.
He then asked me one last time to leave, and I flatly said no. Then he said something into his mic attached to his collar and walked away. So after his tense back and forth, I called Pork 411 to leave a message. The funny part is, a few moments later, the head bailiff announced that the courtroom was being cleared. I thought this court was over, and now he's clearing the court. Clearly, I was being lied to, and furthermore, I was being intimidated to leave for daring to charge my phone, or is it for not standing? Or maybe it's because my bright yellow shirt under my outer shirt says freestateproject.org. I guess I'll never know.
Probably not the wisest of raiment to wear to a court case in Keene, New Hampshire.
Because I do know one thing. These public trials are not so public if the state decides that they don't want you to attend. Maybe it's by invitation only. Maybe I should go ask the city council how I can get an invite so that I won't be harassed in order to witness their justice system. I plan on attending future trials and maybe even waking up earlier so I can pass out information for people going to plead guilty. Maybe some of you out there would be interested in attending those trials. I hope you can attend. And remember to charge your cell phone before you become responsible for the next charging cable death. So I'm hoping that that will inspire some others to start going out and reaching out to folks at these various different arraignments where people are just victimized wholesale. And it'd be nice to see something like this spread across the country, but right now we don't even have enough activists here in New Hampshire to make this happen on a regular basis. So that's one of the things where if we get enough people together, enough people who love liberty together in the same place, some really neat stuff can start to happen simply because we've got the numbers to make it possible. You know, going and attending trials and influencing people to not take a plea bargain, these are efforts that are worthwhile, but something that you need people for. So go to freestateproject.org and get signed up. Get up here to New Hampshire as soon as you can. Wherever it is you end up in New Hampshire, you should come up here if you love freedom. Or coming up, 800-259-9231. Corrupt cops on the way.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and all the features on the site are free. Now, if you want to help support the show, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over, get signed up, get perks like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, the AmpOnly forum, the commercial-free podcast, and more. Get the details at amp.freetalklive.com and sign up with any major credit card, with PayPal, or some alternative options. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. So, we're going to continue here. Corrupt cops, we've got them for you. And these things, by the way, come out every single week. We don't talk about them every week because we've always got a bunch of different stuff on our plate and we just don't always get to it. But the folks over at StopTheDrugWar.org are really great about rounding up every single week as many of the corrupt cop stories as they can find and presenting them. So here they are from this past week. More bad apples in the Big Apple, a major drug corruption scandal brews in Tulsa, the city of Oakland pays big for bad cops, a Georgia deputy cops a plea, and a South Carolina state trooper goes down. Let's get to it. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, five current and former Tulsa police officers were indicted by a federal grand jury on Tuesday in an ongoing probe into drug corruption in the Tulsa Police Department. Officers Jeff Henderson, Bill Yelton, both 37 and 49 respectively, were indicted together in a 61-count indictment alleging myriad drug trafficking and conspiracy offenses, with Henderson named in 58 counts and Yelton in 7. Retired officer Harold Wells, 59, was separately indicted on 10 counts that include conspiracy and possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute. Officer Nick DeBrune, 37, was charged with 6 counts, including crack cocaine distribution and conspiracy to steal money.
You know, this is it's so difficult for, I would imagine, so difficult for these police officers put in this position where, you know, they're largely unchecked. They know what they can get away with, and they can get away with a great deal. And when it comes to drugs, there's a bunch of money out there. And if you, you know, you can change the lifestyle for you and your family a great deal. Not to say the cops don't make really, really good money already, and most of them can retire in, after 20 years and then go on and have some other job or whatever. So the compensation's there, but you know, everybody wants to make more, and
sure, that may be true, Mark, but in the drug trade, you can choose which drugs you want to do business in, and choosing to sell crack, I think, is a little bit, there's something going on there. I don't know what the motivation would be for that, but it would seem like if you just wanted to make some money, you could sell pot. You could make money at selling pot. Maybe the margins are better, but
I mean, they are.
When you're selling crack, you are actually contributing to people hurting themselves. I mean, marijuana's never killed a single person ever. And in the recorded history of mankind, no deaths have ever been attributed to marijuana use.
Well, but plenty I suppose of people somebody could have smoked up and done something dumb and died.
Maybe, but no deaths have ever been attributed to the use of marijuana, period. Whereas people have smoked crack, they've had heart attacks, amongst other horrible things happening to them. So when you see a cop selling crack cocaine, you really have to wonder what's going on with that guy. Like, I understand the idea of getting money and, you know, making extra cash, and I mean, it doesn't justify them being corrupt or anything like that, but selling crack? Anyway, Officer Bruce Bonham, 52, was indicted on 5 counts, including crack cocaine and methamphetamine distribution and conspiracy to steal U.S. government funds. Henderson and Yelton face 1 count of threatening a former federal agent, Brandon McFadden, at gunpoint. McFadden has already pleaded guilty to a drug conspiracy charge and is cooperating with prosecutors. He had admitted that he, Henderson, and another officer stole drugs and money, falsified reports, and perjured themselves. He also admitted that he and Henderson framed a father and daughter with a fake drug buy in 2007. That's
awful.
Not about money, is it?
Awful. Well, it might be, or very well be. Maybe they were onto something. Who knows what the reason was that they chose to do it, but it's despicable behavior.
That pair among 11 people who were either released from prison or had prosecutions dropped.
If they got caught doing it to one father-daughter team, that means that likely they did it to 10 others.
They did. Indeed, 11 other people were released from prison or had prosecutions dropped because they were framed by Tulsa police. Mm. And they're not through digging up the dirt in Tulsa. Prosecutors said more indictments could be coming soon. In Oakland, California, the Oakland City Council voted Tuesday night to pay $6.5 million to more than 100 people whose homes were searched by police officers who obtained search warrants by providing false information to judges. The payouts bring an end to 2 federal lawsuits filed by people who claimed a group of officers had lied on search warrant affidavits by saying seized substances had been confirmed by police laboratories as drugs when no such tests had occurred. The city agreed to the settlement in order to avoid the risk of an adverse verdict should this matter proceed to trial, wrote City Attorney John Russo in a document submitted to the council. The city fired 4 officers in connection with the case, but allowed 7 others to keep their jobs after they argued they'd been poorly trained or inadequately supervised.
I didn't know I wasn't supposed to frame people and sell crack.
In New York City, 2 NYPD officers were indicted July 15th for lying to cover up unlawful stops, searches, and seizures in Manhattan. NYPD Sergeant William Eisman, 41, a 13-year veteran of the force, and Officer Michael Carzi, 29, are charged with perjury, offering a false instrument for filing, and official misconduct. Prosecutors portrayed Eisman as a renegade who routinely stopped people for no justifiable reason, searched their vehicles, then arrested them when he found drugs or weapons. In one case, Eisman and Casey unlawfully searched a van, testifying they smelled marijuana smoke, and that the driver later told them that he had drugs and weapons in his apartment. In fact, said prosecutors, the pair only learned of the drugs by seizing the man's cell phone and looking at photos on it. They also lied in the search warrant application for the man's apartment. The pair have been released on bail, and they face up to 7 years in prison for perjury and up to 4 years on the false instrument charges. Doesn't end. In Atlanta, a former Fulton County Sheriff's deputy pleaded guilty Wednesday in federal court. Just by the way, as an aside, it's very interesting how many of these corrupt cops are multi-year veterans of the force, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not like they catch them quickly.
Yeah, these guys have been getting away with this crap for a long time. And you have to ask yourself, at what point in their police career did they decide to become a corrupt cop? Was it right out the gate? Was it a few years down the line? Or are we supposed to believe they just started last year in their 13-year tenure? It's just something to think about. So in Atlanta, former sheriff's deputy pleaded guilty on Wednesday in federal court to taking bribes to protect what he thought were drug dealers. Anthony Atwater, age 33, is accused of providing protection for two different 500-kilogram loads of cocaine, but the people he was protecting it for turned out to be undercover FBI agents. Atwater got $4,000 for protecting the dealers during two drug transactions in January and March and was arrested in April. He originally faced five. I mean, because if you're going to be transporting drugs, better to have a cop car follow you, right? I mean, if you're going to take 500 kilograms of cocaine from one point to another, if you've got a cop tailing you the whole way, then it's pretty unlikely another cop's going to pull you over. So having a police escort, for instance, could
pretty
be a very useful thing.
Amazing.
Ended up pleading to attempting to aid and abet the possession of cocaine with the intent to distribute, as well as bribery. He's looking at up to 20 years for corruption and up to 40 years on the drug count. Finally, in Conway, South Carolina, and finally for this week, in Conway, South Carolina, a South Carolina Highway Patrol officer was arrested last Friday night on felony drug charges. Lance Corporal Bobby Lee Spurgeon is charged with manufacturing, distribution, possession, or possession of a Schedule II product, cocaine or cocaine derivative. He made $10,000 bail on Saturday and has been fired from the Highway Patrol. No further details were available. As I said, these come out every single week. There's no shortage of the corrupt police stories.
We've been doing them
stories
for a very long time.
And in so many instances, we hear about, for instance, remember we told you earlier tonight about a federal agent who gunned down someone's dog in a dog park, just in cold blood, gunned down a dog, and they won't even charge him with anything. They won't even reveal what his name is. So the way things normally work in a police department is everybody keeps real quiet about what the other officers do. If they don't agree with what the other officers are doing, they're too scared to come out against them because they're worried about retaliation. I mean, these are people that are willing to steal money and steal drugs from folks that they pull over. Who knows what they'd be willing to do to their coworkers if they were to break ranks, break from the thin blue line, and break their code of silence about their coworkers. So even the so-called good cops that are supposedly out there are scared to death of coming out against the bad cops because they're bad cops. Right? What are they going to do to you? They could do terrible things to you or your family. So better to just go along and get along rather than to rock the boat is how they see it. So you very rarely actually see a lot of the prosecutions that could happen for these people being corrupt, because in many cases, the cops are aware of what's going on in their own departments. They're aware of who the bad guys are, but they're too scared to do anything about it.
Well, in the case of this officer that just shot this dog, he was an off-duty officer that shot the dog because the dog was being aggressive towards his dog. It's not, the dog wasn't threatening him. In that case, the police are stepping up to defend this guy. So, the behavior, as far as I'm concerned, shows that those cops are bad, too.
Coming up, Rocker D. Snyder calls out some politicians. Mark, you got the story for us, right?
Yep.
All right, it's on the way. And your calls as well at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number 3 is on the way. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.